Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Hallelujah. How many believes he's a way maker? A miracle worker. Hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name. Amen, amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated here for just a moment. I'm going to try not to take much time. We want to get right into the Word as soon as we can. First of all, we want to greet you and thank you for joining us for our 30th anniversary meetings. And we've certainly been having a wonderful time. We've certainly been having a wonderful time. Amen. Amen. So tonight we have our brother Freddie Hatfield with us from the Tabernacle of the Lord in Phoenix, another sister church. And Sister Esther's here somewhere. There she is. I just looked right at you and looked right past you. It's so nice to have you. Thank you for coming to make these meetings special for us. Also, I need to let you know that there's a prayer request that went forth for Brother Pastor David Morse in Arkansas. And the latest update, so they didn't know what was wrong with him. They thought maybe he had a stroke. They had him in intensive care. We're doing lots of tests on him. His brain was swelling, they said. And so they continued to run some tests. And, of course, some of these tests, you have to wait a little bit to get the answer. So the update today is he doesn't have cancer. So he's still in intensive care, so we still want to keep him before the Lord, but we just thank the Lord for his goodness and trusting that he's in the best hands that he could possibly be in. Brother Chris Long from Live Tabernacle in Cottonwood started the services for us, if you're just joining us. And my, it just made a way for the rest of the services. You know, we didn't, we call that the icebreaker service. It was busted. Yeah. Ice is all broke. Some wonderful, wonderful thoughts that were shared with us. And the title of his message was Cloud of Witnesses. We believe in clouds, right? There's a cloud of witnesses here tonight. Amen. And reminding us how the mind of Christ, what was in the back part of his mind since before the foundation of the world, is going to be revealed here on the earth, right? In his bride. She's the mystery of Christ revealed. Amen, amen. And then our brother Manuel Salazar from Word of Life Fellowship from in Española, New Mexico. Sister Shannon, where's she at? There she is, right next to her husband, of course. Yeah. All I have to do is, yeah. Brought another masterpiece or piece of the master last night. And they cried before him was the title of the message. And my, what a way to bring the message. It was so real that this day this scripture is being fulfilled. Had the trumpet sounding, and he didn't even have to play it himself. He just, trumpet was sounding. You know, how many heard the gospel trumpet? Right? And we were reminded that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, right? I want to do it on this side, don't you? I want to do it willingly. I want to do it because I want to do it. Hallelujah. And if you're doing it, you've heard the gospel trumpet. Amen. Just wonderful thoughts that were brought last night. Just it was a real evangelistic message, something there for everybody, and then some. And reminding us that the scene of Joseph and his brethren is about to be repeated. And we need to remind ourselves that, you know, as we were discussing with the brothers at lunch, just having some fellowship, you know, we were talking about how you, kind of signs of dementia and things like that, you know, is when you start repeating yourself. And I said, well, I guess I'm there, brothers. And Brother Chris said, that's okay. It's okay to repeat some things, you know. I said, Peter did. Peter said, I'm telling you these things, though you know them. Yeah. Right. Well, We know that the scene of Joseph and his brethren is about to be repeated, but we need to repeat that. We need to, because this is prophecy that is about to be fulfilled. Right? Wonderful, wonderful thoughts and everything just building, and we just thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. I see our brother Figueroa, brother Robert, and sister Delia. It's so nice to have you with us. Lighthouse in the desert. Is that Huachuca City? Is that technically where it's at? Huachuca City, yeah. So it's so nice to have different ones from sister churches joining us in the meetings, and we appreciate it very much. We have a special guest. You're all special, every one of you. But I see my friend back there, Brother Lupe Lopez, a pastor from Agua Prieta, Mexico. Actually, let me say it like this. He's from Douglas, Mexico. You say, oh, no, that isn't true. Douglas, translated into Spanish, is Agua Prieta. Because Douglas in Scottish means dark water. Right? Jennifer, so both of our names, I don't know how this worked out, but we both have Gaelic names, right? My name means dark water, so I'm kind of the broody one, you know, and I'm the rudder that's underneath the water. Jennifer means white wave. How many are surprised at that? So she's the sail and I'm the anchor. Somehow we came together to form a ship. Been having fellowship ever since. I was born in the northeast and she was born in the southwest, and somehow the two met. And don't tell me that there's no God. Anyway, we want to get into the word here in just a moment, but he has come so far. Would you mind if I just had him come up and greet us and say a few words? We have another microphone. Actually, I'll give this one to him and this one to Brother Eli. What's that? Did I drop something? Oh. Parts is parts.
Les saludo en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Agradecidos con el Señor por estos servicios.
I'm grateful to the Lord for these services.
Y por la gracia que nos concede estar aquí.
And the grace and mercy that he conceded to us to be here.
Tengo mucho que agradecerle a Dios.
I have a lot to be grateful to God.
Como también ustedes.
And I know you too.
Número uno, que entre tanta gente en el mundo.
Number one, so many people in the world.
Dios nos llamó a conocer este mensaje.
God called us to know this message.
Eso es glorioso.
And that's something, you know, glorify or.
En 1977 el Señor me llamó a servirle.
1977 the Lord called me to serve him.
Solo en 5 meses ya me había enfadado la religión.
And in 5 months I was tired of religion.
Miré lo que no debía haber visto.
Because I saw what I was supposed to see.
Y ya estaba claudicando.
And I was kind of going down.
Pero aquí en Tucson un hermano se encontró en la basura un folleto.
So in Tucson, another brother found a message
que se llama La Gran Ramera.
In the trash called The Great War.
Lo hallaron en la basura.
They found it in the trash can.
Y mi hermano se lo llevó para Nogales, Sonora.
And then he took it to Nogales, Sonora.
Y dijo, quiero que leas esto.
And he said, I want you to read this.
Después de leerlo, ya no pude estar en la iglesia.
And after I read it, I couldn't be in church anymore.
Me sacó de la iglesia.
He pulled me out of church.
Y luego llegó con un libro.
Then he came with another book.
De color azul añil.
Kind of a bluish color.
Y eran los 7 sellos.
The 7 seals.
Pero estaban en inglés.
But they were in English.
Y yo no sé leer inglés.
And I don't know I cannot read English.
Y allá en Nogales la gente que va para el centro de la ciudad.
And the people that go to the center of the city.
Dice, voy para abajo.
And they say, I'm going down.
Y yo iba para abajo con mi libro debajo del brazo.
And then I'm going down with the book underneath my
por meses.
Arm. I mean, months.
Y sentía que era un tesoro, pero no lo podía aprovechar.
I know it was a treasure, but I could not do anything about it.
Y yo sé que Dios lo llamó a usted de otra manera.
I know everybody's calling in a different way.
Cada quien tiene su propia historia.
And everybody has su
pero lo importante es que estamos aquí.
But the thing is that we are here all together.
Disfrutando la vida.
You know, we are rejoicing life.
Quiero agradecerle a Dios.
I want to be grateful to God.
Por hermano Baker.
For our brother Baker.
La iglesia.
The church.
Hermano Eli.
And me.
Hermano Roberto Figueroa.
And our brother Robert Figueroa.
Que en tiempo de angustia.
When I was really in the times way down.
Cuando mi cielo se nubló.
When my, you know, heavens got
y parecía el final para mi esposa.
And it looks like it was the end for my wife.
La vida se nos complicó de tal modo que no hallaba yo ni qué hacer.
God, the life got so complicated I didn't know what to do.
Hermano Eli se enteró.
I found out about it.
Hermano Roberto Figueroa se enteraron.
Roberto found out about it.
Y hermano Baker.
And brother Baker.
Y no nos dejaron solos.
And they didn't left us alone.
De la nada.
From nothing,
mi esposa,
my wife,
comenzó a inflamarse.
She started getting swelled up.
Y su vientre llegó a la barba.
And all the way her stomach.
Y como si otro vientre tuviera por un lado.
I'm sorry.
Como otro vientre por un lado.
Seems
de
like
la
she
inflamación.
Had, yeah, all the inflammation. She looks like she had two vientres. I don't know that one.
El estómago.
The stomach. Okay, I thought that's what it was anyway.
Era como un monstruo.
It looks like a monster. It was all swelled up.
Y la metieron en una cámara.
And they put it in a camera.
Y todo su interior lo fotografiaron.
Okay, and they took a picture, you know, MRI of her body completely.
El doctor dijo que traía un tumor.
And the doctor said she had a tumor.
Como de 2 kilos.
About 4 pounds.
Que crían hueso y pelo.
That had hair and bones.
Eso era un demonio.
It was a demon.
Y todo se nos vino encima.
And everything just came down on us.
El costo de operación era demasiado caro.
I mean, the money was expensive to do an operation.
Por eso estamos muy agradecidos con hermano Roberto Figueroa.
And that's why we are grateful.
Hermano Eli que movieron las cosas, hermano nuestro pastor
Figueroa
aquí.
And brother Baker that moved things
y ellos
for us.
Pagaron el hospital.
And they paid for the hospital.
Después de tener las fotografías.
After they took the MRI, the pictures.
Había quistes en los ovarios.
Quistes must be some kind of tumors.
Tumores
in
en los ovarios. Aparte del tumor grande.
Beside the bigger tumor that she had in her stomach.
El doctor dijo si ella vive.
And the doctor said if she lives.
Va a quedar en silla de ruedas.
She's going to be in, you know, in a wheelchair.
Hermano, cuando la metieron al quirófano. Iba a durar 8 horas la operación.
And they were going to operate 8 hours operation.
A los 40 minutos el doctor vino.
40 minutes the doctor came back.
Y dijo, llegamos tarde.
And he says, we're too late.
No hay nada que hacer.
We can do nothing.
Todo está invadida de cáncer.
She's all covered up with cancer.
Dijo, va a durar 4 días.
She's going to last 4 days.
Le vas a inyectar la heroína.
And you're going to put heroin on
cuando
her.
Cuando comience la agonía del cáncer.
When she start agonizing with the
dijo,
cancer.
Va a durar
pains,
4 días solamente.
And she's going to last 4 days.
Hace 5 años que el doctor dijo eso.
That was 5 years ago.
Y mi esposa está con nosotros.
And she's still with us today.
Cuando fueron para sacar el cáncer.
When they went to get the cancer
el
out.
El cáncer está en las fotos.
They saw the in the photos the cancer.
Pero no lo encontraron en su vientre.
But they couldn't find it in the stomach.
Fueron por los tumores en los ovarios.
And they went to look for the tumors in the ovaries.
Y no encontraron
and
tumores.
And they couldn't find them neither.
De veras el diablo la quería matar.
See, the devil wanted to kill her.
Porque le encontraron un riñón colapsado.
And they found one of the kidneys that was collapsed.
En 24 horas la querían abrir para sacarle el riñón.
And in 24 hours they wanted to take that out, the doctors.
Sacaron otra foto a las 24 horas.
They took another image.
El riñón estaba sano.
And it was well, completely whole.
Son 5 milagros en menos de un mes.
Five miracles in less than a month.
Estamos agradecidos porque tenemos un Dios de milagros. Dios les bendiga. Gracias, pastor. Gracias a todos.
Amen.
We serve that living God. He has the last word on everything. We've seen that happen so many times. People go in, sisters go in, they've been told they have a tumor or this or that, and there's a picture of it. But then he comes. The Jesus of the Bible. People say, we want to hear about Jesus. Excuse me, who do you think we're talking about? It's all about him. Amen. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He's a savior. Amen. And he's here to meet your needs tonight. Amen. We're just so excited to talk about him. Amen. So if you wouldn't mind standing. Also, we just look forward to maybe having a little fellowship with you afterwards. There's sisters have prepared food for everybody, and so we look forward to having some fellowship together tonight. And if you want to spend the night here, we'll have it tomorrow too. Somebody say praise the Lord. As our brother Freddie makes his way up tonight, how many want God to just have his way tonight? Amen. Amen. Can you see? Lord, you are so precious to me. My Lord, you are so precious to me. And I love you, yes I love you, because you first loved me, yes I love you, I love you, because precioso para mí, Señor, tú eres precioso para mí. Si te amo, te amo, porque tú me amaste a mí. Si te amo, te amo, porque tú me amaste a mí. One more time in English. Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh yes, my Lord, you are. I love you, yes I love. Oh, I love you because he first.
Lord, everyone. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with each one of you. As a brother said earlier, we come together as a family, and we meet new family members, and it's always an honor, and one day we'll spend eternity together. Looking forward to that, and just an honor to be here with you, and just certainly have enjoyed the meetings this far, and enjoyed them last year. had some good services there, and just thinking about some of the things Brother Doug shared in the office and last night, and it's a reward to be faithful to God, and there's many rewards given to those that are faithful, amen, and I pray that we have some faithful ones here tonight, and looking for rewards, and just want to thank you, everybody, that's for the hospitality of the meetings, and you know, oftentimes I believe we fail to see the things that go on behind the scenes to make the meetings possible, and many praying, and as Brother Bram said, those that's praying behind the curtains, that we see the revival fire, and we want to see that. Amen. But we got to be the one that brings it. Yeah. Amen. And we trust that our hearts are open tonight, and that you're not coming to see me, or you're going to be disappointed. Amen. But if you come to hear God speak to you, I believe you can hear that. I mean, he's heard God speak already. So we believe that he's here among us. Amen. Tonight. So we're just going to let you be seated just for a moment. Sister Jennifer asked if I would sing Drinking from My Saucer. Amen. And I pray that we can leave here tonight with our cup overflowing tonight. And amen. As we try to sing that. My wife. I thought my wife.
Never made a fortune, it's probably too late now. Oh, but I don't worry about that love, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sow. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of riches. Sometimes it's going rough, but I got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all his blessings on me and the mercy he's bestowed. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Oh, sure, I've been through some storms. Yes, there were times when my faith must have got a little thin. But you know what it seemed like? That all at once, those old dark clouds broke, and that old sun started shining again. Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the tough roads I have hold. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living and the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. Oh, may I never be too busy to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Oh, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed.
Amen. Can I sing another one, Brother Doug? I just really had this on my heart last night and today, and I was just studying in the room. And you know, we're all going through trials and tests. It's the hour of testing. Amen. But I pray that we get to a place that when we can't hold on, He keeps holding on. Amen. How many's there tonight? Amen. I'm going to try to sing this song this evening, and I'll keep holding on.
People said I'd never make it. Said I'd never see it through. They don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. No, my life was in chains till the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. You gave me a brand new song. And I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you. Touch my heart, touch my soul. Oh, the bridge is behind me. Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Oh, voted likely not to prosper. Left hanging over my head. Said I'd never amount to nothing. Well, that's what the devil said. Oh, I was known to be unsaid. Never stayed around too long. You're the treasure I was searching for. Oh, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you. Touch my heart, touch my soul. All the bridges behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on. Best thing I ever found. And all the bridges behind me, oh, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Amen. Still holding on. Amen. 11 tonight. Amen. May we stand together tonight for the reading of the word. And as we said, we certainly enjoyed the fellowship thus far and the ministry. And Brother Manuel's sermon last night just touched our hearts. And man, just as Brother Doug said, Brother Chris broke the ice. And Brother Manuel melted what was left. And, so it should be smooth sailing from here on. And, just an honor to be here always, and Brother Doug, I count him as a friend, and just always faithful. Amen. As I heard a brother say one time, you can have many acquaintances in life, but very few friends. It seems like, I believe there's some of us here that we're going to spend eternity together. And we're looking for that, and amen. Just tried to send some things over to Brother Doug for the service tonight. I'm like Brother Manuel. I don't have a tablet. This is my tablet right here. Amen. But we know God works. We just trust in the Lord. And we bring notes to the platform, Brother Manuel, but that doesn't mean we're going to go by those notes. Amen. I believe a minister needs to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. And whether how much time we study something, our sensitivity should be the Spirit of God leading us. And I believe there's needs here. And I believe we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. And so we just ask you to turn your Bibles tonight to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3. It's just been I'm sure most of you know where we're going tonight. Amen. Just been listening to the message the last few days, Future Home. And I pray that we're longing for that home tonight. God's making preparations. Amen. As these meetings, there was preparations made, and our Lord is making preparations. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, aren't you glad we got a promise? Amen. Look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, or understood, which they are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Amen. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know that these things, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory,
both now and forever. Amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. We also want to turn in Revelation 21. Amen. I say, we're like Brother Doug said, we're not here to preach anything new. Amen. We're here to repeat, as Peter said. May we be put in remembrance of these things. And oftentimes I pray that we come, as Brother Bram said, with our spiritual thinking caps on. And sometimes there might be a little significance in something that's said that might catch you. Amen. How many believe the Word of God's inspired?
Yeah.
Amen. And I believe if the Holy Ghost lives in you, that is the one that inspires the Word. Amen. As I believe we can learn these things by education. And I don't believe the Word of God's taught by education. And Brother Doug did say, he said, if you have something you're going to read on the fly, that's okay. If we don't have it on the overhead. So I'm going to read something to you. This was from the Revelation of Jesus Christ, preached December 4th, 1960. Brother Brent said, then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation, or we will fail to get it. Bring these two thoughts together, you will see that it won't take just ordinary study and thinking to make this book real. It is going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. That means that this book can't be revealed to anyone but a special class of people. It will take one with prophetic insight. It will require the ability to hear from God. It will require supernatural instruction. Not just a student comparing verse with verse. Thought, that is good. But a ministry requires a teaching of the Spirit, or it never becomes clear.
Right.
Amen. How we need to hear from God and lay ourselves open and become yielded to the Spirit to hear and know.
Yes.
Amen. So I believe as brother and I was talking the other day about the mind of God. And when you have the mind of God, that's the supernatural.
Yes.
Amen. So we're not dependent on our own intellectual, our own reasonings, because that's where all the arguments and debates come. And Brother Doug, the walls begin to be built, and all the isms that we could say, and not only in denomination is it, but we see it around the message. Because there's walls built, and the Holy Ghost is here to break down walls. Amen. How many wants the walls tore down?
Amen.
And I was thinking about that today in study, because we know that, as we said, we're looking for the day that God is, in our title thought, I did forget that, our title that we're speaking on tonight is the process of renovation. Amen. It is a process. Amen. And when you give your life to God, it was a process to be where you are tonight, from where you began. Amen. And we see as in the prophet of God in the message, Future Home, Brother Bram said that, you know, we see as we read here in the scripture, it said that the heavens and earth would pass away. Now we know as we go into this a little farther tonight, and we all know that, we realize that it did not destroy completely what we would think destroy the earth, but it destroyed everything that was within it. Amen. And Brother Bram used the word parakomia, if I'm saying that right. It's passed from one form to another. Amen. So we realize that in ourselves, Brother Bram said, it is only the atmosphere around it and the sin that's upon the earth that will be destroyed. Now we realize that the heaven means atmosphere. Amen. As we look to that quote there, Brother has it up. He said, it is only the atmosphere around it and the sin that is upon the earth that will be destroyed. We realize that the heaven means the atmospheres above. What does it do? And these thistles and thickness, sickness and death and politics and sinful man and sinful woman, evil spirits will all be gone away and annihilated. Amen. I mean, he's looking for that day tonight. Amen. To be annihilated. Now here we see that Brother Bram uses the word annihilated. That means no more. It has to be done that way because we are going to live right here. We'll prove that, he said, by the Bible. Right here is where. Now notice, he said, thistles, germs, all sicknesses, and things will be completely taken away. All this, its existence that's in the earth now, man-made systems, politics, sin, all kinds of evil spirits that the world is contaminated with
And all the heavens above us in here is contaminated with evil spirits. Amen. All this exists in the heavens and atmospheres in the earth, which is now. Church, we're surrounded by it. You can't get away from it. You know when the prophet of God saw that vision when he was 14 falling into hell? And then he finds himself in that escalator here in Tucson. And he sees all the very things that he saw when he was falling into hell. What was going on here? He said, the very existence of hell appeared in our dimension. And here we're seeing the earth is being swallowed up by the things that the God of this evil age. Can you say amen? Now we see, according in paragraph 71, Brother Bram said, Satan is still here. That's the reason all these things happen. As the brother was giving testimony of his wife near the death of cancer. But until God's done, you're not going nowhere. God does have the final say. We believe in a supernatural God. Church, we're not waiting for an Elijah to come back. We need the God of Elijah on the scene that showed us that he was a God of reality. He's not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living. We're not here to worship an idol, church. We're here to worship a God that is living. Not only is he with us, but he said, I'll be in you. A tabernacle. We are the tabernacle that God has come to live in. But now he is preparing this earth. As he said, that's the reason all these things happen. He is still here and all these evil forces are still here. Notice, that's why the earth now is so filthy. The scum and ridiculous things that goes on. Bloodshed, war, politics, sin, adultery. All kinds of filthiness goes on. It's because Satan is a ruler of this earth. Amen. Why do you think that Satan, you know, we realize that Satan was given a choice. You can choose the mind or the heart of man. So what does Satan choose? He chooses the mind. Where's the greatest battle that was ever fought? It's in the mind. Oftentimes we fight wars in our mind that only you and God knows anything about. And there's wars that we lose that only God and you know anything about. It's called the silent war that goes on in our mind. And that's where Satan will defeat many if you give him the opportunity and you begin to reason. Are you with me now? And we must not, as Paul said, to be ignorant of Satan's devices. But if we believe tonight that we are sons and daughters of God, adopted sons. Amen. There's a difference. Amen. Prophet of God said our adoption is not our birth. It is our placing. That we have a divine purpose. I believe I heard Brother Daniel say that last night. We have a divine purpose. And that divine purpose will be fulfilled. Nothing can stop that. If God chose you, there's no changing that. His word is immutable. Unchangeable, unalterable. His word is perfect. You can't add one cubit to his stature. Amen. Are you with me now? So we see this earth went through a process. As we go all the way back in Genesis, we find out the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. But then it said the Spirit of God moved on the waters. And he said, let there be light. Yes, sir. And all these things of prophecy begin to come to pass and begin to be manifest. But now we see when sin came in the picture, we see there had to be a purification of the earth. Yes. Now we know, as the prophet of God said, it was a type of this earth. As we said it in the beginning before in the Garden of Eden, when it was a perfect Eden, there was no sin. Amen. Amen. You can go back in the time of the Garden of Eden and study out and see how. I'm sure that there wasn't animals that eat one another before the fall. Because now we see, even in the scripture, it talks about, and in that day it says, and the lion shall what? Lay down by the lamb.
Try to do that today. Because see, sin, when man was given authority as dominion over the earth, when he lost that dominion in the fall, nature fell with it. The earth went out of its axis. Everything was out of cater. Because the man that was set in charge, dominion over that, had fallen. But see, now that God knows that this has to be restored. Are you with me now? And we're part of that. Amen. If we're part of the economy of God, we are part of this believing generation that's going to see these things, Brother Manuel, come back in its full fruition. An Eden that was perfect. A bride that has been given full authority of the word. That you can say to this mountain, be moved. Now, Brother Freddie, you're speaking crazy. How many believes that? If you say to this mountain, be moved, and not doubt. An adopted son of God has the authority to move a mountain. And it be moved. Can you say amen? We're talking about process of renovation. It's a process, church. Amen. When he cleansed the earth by water. I was reading an argument the other day about this, Brother Doug, and I thought it was very striking. These men was arguing, thinking, there's no way possible, scientifically possible, that it could rain enough in 40 days to actually just immerse the earth, because I believe Mount Everest, one of the highest mountain peaks there is, there's no way it can rain enough in 40 days for it to do that. Well, but if you'd read in the scripture, it said the fountains of the deep opened up. So I'm sure it didn't just come from the sky. But if God's word said it, it happened. And he baptized the earth by water. Now we see that's part of our natural birth, but the prophet of God used it as three stages of grace. Amen. When Christ came, we know the stage that the earth was baptized with blood to redeem the earth. To redeem the earth. Can you say amen? And we know the work of grace. And I was thinking, as we know, the last part of that is the Spirit. Because we know all these are typed in our birth. Amen. Water, blood, and Spirit. Now we realize that in the earth today. We see the earthquakes, the typhoons, hurricanes. All these things are, what is it? The Bible said the earth is in travail. Are you with me now? The earth is in travail. It's groaning. It's wanting to go back to its original condition. So even the earth is groaning for that change. Now we see it in the type tonight, because we realize when a woman is about to give birth to a child, the closer it becomes to that date of that child being born, the birth pains become closer together. And not only do they become closer together, but they get harder. Amen, are you with me? Now if we look at it on a scale of an earthquake, the most devastating earthquakes are higher on the Richter scale. So the numbers are higher. But now we see it as we come closer to the time of the rapture. These earthquakes are becoming closer together. And they're becoming a greater measure on the Richter scale. Why? She's about to give birth. Can you say amen? She's coming to her change. Oh my, church, if we could only see it. You know, I was thinking about that today, is how the prophet of God talked about it in the sixth seal. How that he gave the type of what the sixth seal is. And we all know, well, a simple term of the sixth seal is, it's an interruption of nature. Yeah. It's all nature. It's out of chaos. And you know, Brother Doug, I begin to think about it in our own walk with God. When God begins to interrupt our nature. Oh, amen. Amen. He strips out that old nature. And he places his own nature inside you. Now we realize that Christ will not step one foot on this earth until he baptizes it with fire. Even the Bible said, as we read in Peter, he said even the elements of the air burned. Think about it, church. You talk about global warming. They ain't seen no global warming. Amen. There's going to be some global warming. Because we read in Revelation that there was no more sea. I mean, that's a hot fire. It burned it out till there wasn't nothing left. Are you with me now? But it's got to go through that process. You know, Brother Brown gives an illustration in his sermon about the heart. And when you first commit your life to Jesus Christ, we realize I don't have any art up here to look at, so you just picture it in your own mind. I'm sure it would be better than what I could draw. So if you had a heart over here, and the prophet of God illustrated it with a snake in there that represented sin. Now in that heart, there's bitterness, there's jealousy, there's envy, there's strife, there's hatred, there's discord. Or the list just goes on and on. But then over here, there's a heart with a dove in it. Now in this heart, it has all the attributes of what was in God. Are you with me now? Now we know the dove represented the Holy Ghost. So once the snake has moved out, he's been evicted. Are you with me now? Amen. He's got to be evicted. You know, I believe it's time that we start sounding it out with our own voice. Your mountain has to hear your voice. And if you're a son and daughter of God, it's the same as if he said it. Why doubt that, church? Don't doubt it. If you're a son of God, you have the same authority. And I believe he did give us a checkbook. I believe we need to start writing the checks. Don't worry about it. It's not going to bounce. We got an inexhaustible account. Can you say amen? Now when you say here, Brother Bam said, now this one over here, he talks about the heart and the paragraph 90. He said, now when you ask or you are forgiven of your sins, you've only done this, taking that away. But the thing that made you do it is still there. That's that old root of evil. It's still there. That's that old cockabur nature. Amen.
Come on.
See, notice, then you repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that he forgive you of your sins. Amen. That was up to that point. Are you with me now? You know, when you own a house, the work never ends. Right? Amen. When you own a building, the work never ends. Amen. The you put a roof on it, 25 years, you're possibly going to have to do it again unless you use metal. You understand? It's here we have no continuing city. Everything is constantly needing renovated. Constantly needing repairs. I know that as an operations manager over 25 properties. I have to take care of them all. Amen. It's constantly repairs. And sometimes they tell me, Freddie, we're really sorry this happened. That's okay. Job security. But there's a constant. It's a constant renovation. And he said that when you ask, you are forgiven of your sins. You've only done this at taken away. Church, I don't just want it to be taken away. I want it to be completely removed and it never come back. But see, there's only one way you can do that. Is you have to be sealed. And when you're sealed, Satan sealed out. Can you say amen? So you gain the mind of Christ. See, now the house is getting ready that he can move in. Are you with me now? You know, I believe as I was thinking about last night and study how that, you know, when Joshua, his commission was to tear down walls. That was his greatest commission. We look at that as a general and the great things that happened supernaturally under Joshua's commission. Was this the first story we hear when we think of Joshua? I always think of the walls of Jericho. Oh, yeah. I mean, what a great feat. Why? I mean, brother and sister, these walls, the prophet of God said, was big enough they could run chariot races on top of. Yeah. This city was fortified by these walls. Right. But yet Joshua came in and he said, these walls are going to come down. Yeah. Can you say amen? Yeah. This is how we're going to do it. Joshua, you just follow my lead. I think that's where we get in a lot of trouble is we don't follow God's lead. We want to do what this brother tells us to do or what this brother thinks we ought to do instead of doing what God said. If you have the mind of God, we don't need a bunch of people trying to tell us, well, I have the mind of God for you. No. I believe if Christ lives in you, then you can hear from God for yourself. Amen. Now we thinking about that in Joshua's term. I thought Joshua, he brought a demolition crew. Uh-huh. They marched around those walls, nothing happened. The seventh day, seventh time, and the walls begin to tremble. The trumpets begin to sound. The tambourines begin to play. And the dancing begin to go around. And the walls started shaking. And the walls started falling down. Well, what's going on? God was showing them that there's no protection outside of God. And to prove that, that Rahab knew, when she let those spies in her house, just testifying of the message. By her receiving that message, she let them in. And they said, just let the scarlet cord out of your side, and that'll prove. When they go around those walls, they're going to know you received the message. Amen. It's marked. Doug, that was once a harlot's house, but no more. She had to change her sign. Can you say amen? And when Christ comes in your heart, there's been a sign change. There's been a mind change. There's been a heart change. He's changing you from the inside out. See, if that dove lives in here, those envy and jealousy and hatred and sowing discord and all those things ain't going to be in there. If you listen to the stature of a perfect man, the prophet of God said when he got right to the stature of temperance, he said, here's where a lot of you is going to fall off. You know why? Because they can't control this. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible said that this tongue can't be tamed, but the Holy Ghost can tame it. Can you say amen? We're talking about getting a body ready that Christ can live in it. Amen. Do you love him? So we know these things, church. We see it as the Bible, as the prophet God said in the message, paragraph 110. He said, notice, the baptism of fire is to cleanse it from sin. That's right. Paragraph 110. Notice, the baptism of fire is to cleanse it from sin, from sickness, from disease, germs, from sinners, from the devil and all of his group. He is to be cast out into the lake of fire, the holy fire from God. Comes down from God out of heaven and burns it up. Notice, to make it ready for God to dwell. Amen. For God in the new world that is to come is to dwell in the earth, because you said God, he dwells in the human heart. But he and the bride becomes one. One, and they go to their home in the new world, and the same plan of redemption is used to redeem both world and the persons that live in it. Now we realize that all the way back in the time of the fall in the Garden of Eden, what happened? Probably God said we were all put in a pawn shop. How many of you ever put anything in a pawn shop? Yeah. Well, the longer you leave it in there, the interest goes up. Because there's a lien on that. You think it's yours, but it's not yours until you pay the price. Because you can't get it back until you pay it. Now we realize that up to this point, that Adam put us in the pawn shop. So brother and sister, there's been a lot of liens against us. I mean, the interest must have been so stacked up so high that no man could do it. John said there was no one found worthy to open the book. No one could loose the seals. But the Lamb came himself. God wrapped in a body of flesh. God, Emmanuel. Amen. Amen. He came to be the propitiation for our sins. He was our advocate. He is still our advocate. He is the one that stands in your stead. When the enemy comes against you, the prophet of God said he's a bumper. He takes the hits. Amen. When you say something against your brother, he takes a hit. Lord, bring the attributes. He is the potter, church. And he's wanting to mold us that he can live inside of us. To produce those attributes. Amen. As Brother Doug was telling me in the office a moment ago, he said, there never was a man, as Brother Branham, that emphasized who Jesus really is. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Never. But he not only emphasized it by preaching, he showed it in his life, in his walk. In church, I believe that we're not going to get away with any less. There's got to be some fruits. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That Christ lives in us.
Yes, sir.
A home that he can live in.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So now we see here in the paragraph 125. Everybody still with me?
Yeah.
Paragraph 125. He said, see the redeemed, see the earth redeemed. It goes back to its original owner. Again, he took it from Satan. He pulled, taking the earth away from Satan, just like he took you away from Satan.
Amen.
Like he took the little woman at the well away from Satan.
Amen.
There stood the priest, thought he was with God, and he had nothing. And here was that little woman at the well that went to that well time and time again. I believe the prophet of God mentioned just the woman at the well, I believe it was around 600 times.
Right.
Now, I believe he must have been trying to get our attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Could you say amen? I mean, here was a woman that the church just didn't want her.
Right.
She was put out.
Right.
The prophet of God said, even as a young girl, she wasn't loved at home. Something made her be the way she was. And I don't know about you, church, but if there's ever a place that the love of God should be, it's right here. It should be with the redeemed. Not a place where bickering and fighting and arguing among one another. Because the prophet of God said this, if Satan can get you there, the enemy's already won. Can you say amen? Church, we're fighting the same battle. We may be in a different group, but God has given us all the sword. And we don't need to be poking one another with it. We should be destroying the same enemy. I say that to you, the Word of God brings unity. But it can also bring division. Amen. But see, even in the division, did he tell you to hate that one that don't agree with you? No. I can't find it in the message nowhere. Amen. Now we do know too that Brother Bram said that when it's contrary to the Word what they believe, he said that is your enemy. Amen. We do believe a message.
Yes, sir.
And I pray that we believe the same message. And you say amen.
Amen.
So the earth redeemed, as we said earlier about the pawn shop, somebody had to pay the price. There was no one found worthy that could. So we know the Bible said that God, in John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So he came in a body of flesh to pay the ultimate price. There was a price required for redemption. Nobody else could do it. The prophet of God said that Satan himself was a nearer kinsman than Jesus was. But he sure didn't have the qualifications. And he sure couldn't afford it. But the Lamb of God came. It was not the blood of a Gentile. It was not the blood of a Jew. But it was the divine blood of God. That was shed on Calvary. For us. That he even went to hell that we didn't have to. He took our shame. He stood in our stead. Amen. The prophet of God said, no man was ever loved like Jesus was. But no man was ever hated like Jesus was. And I'll say this to you. When you stand for this gospel that we believe to be true, you will be hated. You will be ridiculed. But I say that to you. We have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. I am not ashamed to declare to you, as Paul said, the whole counsel of God. Can you say amen? That we're looking for a city. The same city that Abraham was looking for.
Yeah.
Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. You know, people's going to be able to, your life's going to prove whether you're really looking for the city or not. Amen. There's going to be a life to go with it. Amen. That you're fallen heirs to a promise. How many believe that you're heirs of God? Well, if you're an heir of God, that's on conditions. This ain't even in my notes. If you're an heir of God, that is on conditions. Let's just look at the parable for a moment of the prodigal son. Now we see the prodigal son was given an inheritance. And what did he do with that inheritance? He had no respect for his inheritance. He went out and lived it up on buying women and booze and just whatever else he could think of. And he found himself waking up in a hog pen, wallowing around in the muck and the mire with the pigs. And you know what? He finally come to himself. He thought, man alive, my servants that are with my daddy, they eat better than I do. Here I'm eating a husk that they've thrown to the hogs. I'm just getting the leftovers. It's amazing that people just settle for the leftovers. Why? You don't have to. But you know that prodigal son, he found his way going back home, Brother Doug. And his father said, nope, you ain't coming back home. That ain't what he said. Come on, son. Let's get the fatted calf. Get him cleaned up. Our son that was now lost has come back home. He was rejoicing that his son come back home. But you know, then he had that other son back there, Brother Leo. He got upset. I just want to know something, Dad. He said, here, I've been loyal to you. I've stood by your side. When the going got rough. When people started leaving the church. Over this reason and that reason. And maybe some of them had legitimate reasons. But I don't know, I'm just telling you, I stayed with you. If nobody else did, I was right there by you. Yeah, that's true, son. And here, this son, he went out and wasted all his inheritance. And you're giving him a party? What's with this? Well, just remember, son, he is my son. But because you stayed loyal, you're going to get all that belongs to me. You understand? We have been given an inheritance, but we're going to have to be found loyal to get all that he is. See, you can be a son or you can be an adopted son. I want to be an adopted son. That I want to be loyal to all that he has for me. That he's not going to hold anything back. And Brother Doug, I know as a son of God, he is preparing a place for me. He is renovating this earth. The Bible said he would. And we're looking for it. A baptism by fire. Now you think about that. Brother Bram said in the future home, paragraph 171, he said, I'm just going to go up in 169. He said, and the heavens will pass away with a great noise. Paragraph 169. And heavens will pass away with a great noise. Did you notice here? He said heavens will pass away with a great noise. The whole earth will be on fire. And will ignite the gases that are in the earth and explode it. The Bible said here, Peter said, and the heavens will pass away and earth with a great noise. Such an explosion will rock it. Because it's got to kill every disease. Every thistle, every thorn, everything there is to be done. The fire will burn it up. And remember, it's not altogether a little fire. It's a holy fire. See, that will take away Satan and all of his devils. Now, why wouldn't you want to live in a place like that? Where there ain't no devils. Come on. There ain't no evil thoughts. Can you say amen? Both heavens and earth will pass away, killing all germs, all insects, all natural life on it and around it. Even H2O will explode. Think of it. You talk about a noise. And there's where he said when he opened the six seals that shook the country around about and called to talk. Amen. You know, when a man receives a baptism of the fire, there's a lot of noise. Amen. You know, I was thinking about this last night. This might sound kind of funny to you, but my wife is sitting there next to me, and she's got one of them Apple watches I bought her. And, well, all the noise and the worshiping going on in here, you know what that watch told her? It's you're in a place of too much noise. I thought, man, I got thinking about that today, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of people in the church like that. They don't like a lot of noise. They don't like a tongue-talking Acts 2:38 church. But it's the only kind of word we bring forth. I say this to you, this is the quietest place there is. Can you say amen? Because when we get to heaven, Brother Doug, it ain't going to be quiet. Because I'm going to be there and I'm going to be making some noise. Can you say amen? Just to know I made it. Can you say amen? And we know it ain't going to be quiet in hell. So, church, this is the quietest place. But he brings out this word again as I go back to it, the word parakomia. He said, it means passing from one form to another. It's not annihilation. See, when God saved you, it's still the same old man. This outside guy. Is that right? He's the same old guy. But he changed the inside. It's like a house. You know, I think about the house I lived in. My landlady, she was almost hesitant to rent it to us. And because the people that lived in there before we did, they were kind of hoarders. And when you drove by, the grass looked like nobody lived there. It was like this. Yeah, there is grass in parts of Phoenix. So the grass was growed up, and they had cars parked about everywhere you could get a car. The house was all junked up. They had big dogs, and they let them in the house. They didn't stay outside. She was almost hesitant to let anybody else live in it. She was almost to the point she wanted to sell it. And after talking to my wife and showing us the house, she said, we want you and your family to have the house. Now, these people that lived in there before, the neighbors complained about them. Because they were loud. They played their music loud. They hollered and screamed, and their dogs barked all the time, and all these other things, Brother Matthew. And man, everybody was hoping, man, I'll help these people move away. So she gets the house all cleaned up for us to move in it, and we get all moved in there. Now it's the same old house, but somebody else moved in. Hey man, we keep the yard manicured, and there's no cars piled up that don't run. We don't have no big dogs running around barking and screaming and hollering and all these other things going on like the neighbors had and play our loud music. The only thing you're going to hear in my house is a prophet's tape. And you're going to hear a piano playing and us singing in the living room. But it's the same old house. Do you understand? When God evicted Satan from your house, it's the same house, but somebody else moved in. And when Satan was evicted, all those other devils had to go with him. Now, not just you, all of you. You got to take your whole family out of here. Come on. He's evicted. But the price at the pawn shop had been paid. And once the price is paid, I received what I had put in there, and I received it, and it couldn't be taken from me. Because I paid the price. When Jesus Christ was led in the wilderness by the Spirit of God to be tempted of Satan, what did Satan do? He said, I'll give you all this. I'll give it all to you. All you got to do is bow to me. Now, that wasn't the way he was going to do it, because he knew Satan would take it back. But he knew the correct way by the law of redemption. There had to be a price paid for redemption. And redemption required blood. Can you say amen? And it was his own blood. Amen. Don't you love him? The song said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me. How long? Freely, forever. Amen. See, when God saved you, he didn't do a patch-up job. Can you say amen? He didn't put an old coat on an old man. No, he gives you a new heart. Isn't that what the Bible said? He said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a spirit. That you have a desire to serve me. Well, think about it. The prophet of God said he had to give you a new nature because you couldn't even get along with your own nature. Some of our natures get hard to get along with too sometimes, don't they? Yeah, honey, you can say amen. Hey, we're human. That old sticky nature likes to pop its head up. But what controls that nature is the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, I was thinking about this today, and you know, we've heard the phrase used. I was thinking about this when the prophet God was talking about the explosion of the earth. And I thought, you know, today I thought, well, you heard the phrase used, spontaneous combustion. Well, spontaneous combustion is a process where a substance burns in the presence of oxygen, giving off heat and light in the process. And the word oxygen, if you look up the word oxygen, you know what oxygen is? It's life. Amen. So inside of us, there took place a supernatural spontaneous combustion. That God come in here with a Holy Ghost fire. And he burned out everything that was not of him. Because he can't live there unless it be cleansed. And fire is a cleanser. And fire will consume anything in its path. You say amen? I think we got a few firefighters here. My son was a wildland firefighter, and it's a dangerous job. These men get in the way of fires, and we know all the area where all those firefighters, their lives was lost because the fire consumed them. They could not get away. But church, I pray that this fire we're talking about tonight, that he's not going to let you get away. Can you say amen? When Moses went on the mountain and he come down, he was consumed by the pillar of fire. He was not the same man. And once you step into that pillar of fire, you will not be the same. Paul said you are a new creation. A new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. So to think that woman at the well, she went to that well, that day was her day. I wonder if she knew that. It was going to change for her that day. Brother Manuel, she made that same trip every day. Amen. We go to church every Wednesday, every Sunday. Every Wednesday, every Sunday. Come on, it just becomes a form. Well, all right. Here we go. Here we go. But this day was different. Because Jesus said, I must needs go by. There's a little bit of peace of this earth that's got to be redeemed. Can you say amen? And he met that woman at the well, but here she'd already had five husbands and was living with one that wasn't even hers. But when she met the seventh one, it all changed. Can you say amen? And when God, the Holy Ghost, Brother Doug, that seed that God placed inside of you, when it was introduced to the true Christ. How was it introduced? God's way that he's always done it. Through a prophet. Why do you think the world is in such a chaos? Because they didn't receive it. And those that would turn away from it, there's no way they could be in the right mind. But to understand, there had to be God's DNA inside of you. That seed, regardless of how much muck and mire was piled on top of that seed, when that creative voice said, come out of her, that seed raised up. Nothing's going to stop it. You know, when Brother Doug was taking us to the sites the other day, I was kind of wrestling back and forth between a couple of thoughts. I'm sure none of you ministers do that, but you come to a meeting and, you know, my biggest thing is when I come and preach somewhere, I don't want to preach what everybody wants to hear. I want to preach what they need. Right. Because we can all preach a big fancy message and bring all our quotes up here and just line them up perfect. And oh my, he's such a good preacher. I'd say it like Brother Branham said it. A man would be lying if he said that somebody tells you that was a good message and oh, wasn't nothing. Hey, we like to hear it. But most of all, we like to hear, you know what? Brother Freddie, I needed that. Brother Manuel, I needed that. Brother Chris, I needed that. Because we need to catch the vision. Because without the vision, the people will perish. But knowing that Christ is among us, we should automatically bow our hearts to God. But not only that, the prophet of God in his earlier ministry, we see how he always said, well, you know what I'm waiting on? Amen. And then later on in his ministry, what did he say? He said, well, there's a greater than Solomon's here. Now there's a greater than all of them's here. But he introduced us. Can you say amen? We didn't know the Christ until we met the message. Can you say amen? What was it? It was a divine interpretation of the Bible. And without it, church, where would we be? You say amen? Oh my, the great things that God has shown us. But it's the Holy Ghost that is a revealer. Amen. Can you say amen? To think, church, it's going to be a time when time will blend into eternity. We realize we're creatures of time. Well, we're living in three dimensions, light, time, and matter. Amen. But one day it's going to blend into eternity. And you know, I don't want, Brother Leo, I don't want to just think, well, this is all the hope I got. Just here, no. Paul said, you're of all men most miserable. But we have a hope beyond this. Amen. That we're looking for the coming of our Lord. In the Bible, as we read in 2 Peter, he will come as a thief in the night. Yeah, if you're not ready, he will. But for those that have made themselves ready. And the Bible said the bride hath made herself. The wife, his wife. Are you his wife tonight? You make yourself ready. Church, there's some of us sitting here tonight. We've all rode on airplanes and it's getting so hectic now. It used to be, I remember flying, Brother Doug, and I'm sure you've flown way more than I have, and some of you other brothers, and going on the mission field and stuff. And used to be, they didn't weigh your bags. Now, if your bag's over a certain amount, they charge you. It's got to be down to a certain amount because you can't take excess baggage. You're going to get penalized. So the prophet of God said, we're about to take a trip. And this trip, we're unpacking. We're not taking nothing with us. Amen. The only thing you're taking out of here is your character. You know, I think what happens is we hold on to things. Amen. Well, you know, they say America, there's no other country like we are in America that we have storage sheds. We store things and we go back in and look and we done forgot what we had in there. Well, I've had that. That's been in there for 10 years. And you still have it. Why? But that's the mindset of America. Now, if people do that in the natural, what about the spiritual? They're hoarding on to bad feelings. Come on. Somebody hurt you or this or that. And we hold on to that. And there's tension when we go to church somewhere with meetings and that certain brother or sister's there and we feel the tension. Why? When divine love is projected, sovereign grace takes over. Lay aside your differences as sons and daughters of God. Because we're getting church. If we can't get along here, how are we going to spend eternity together? And usually those little things are just pity things. Things that do not amount to anything. And we let it come between us. And it robs your victory. Can you say amen? Paul said, sin hath no more dominion over me. So whatever Satan's got to tell you, don't listen. Because you already know it's going to be a lie before he ever says it. Amen. I always liked the Southern expression. My dad always said, he said, we'll treat you so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. How should we be with one another? Hey, I got family, flesh and blood family, that don't agree with me. But you know what, Brother Manuel? There's a lot of other things that I can talk about besides what we don't agree on. Because I can't make them see it. It takes the Holy Ghost for anybody to see it. Just thank God that He revealed it to you. That He gave you the grace to be able to see it. That your eyes have been opened. The eyes of your understanding have been enlightened. There's a man here that can turn on the light. You believe it? If you refuse to see the light, that's only your fault. When the light is here. I wasn't here, but Brother Chris preached on the cloud of witnesses. How can you deny it? There's a cloud of witnesses. It'd be a sin for you to disbelieve. Come on. That God is preparing a place for us to live. Say amen. Oh, God's raising up a city. And the prophet of God said he's raising up a city. The divine architect. Brother Bram said in the paragraph 301, he said, the divine architect has designed the new city where he will live with his bride. Just to her touch. That's good. No wonder the apostle said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, either has it entered into the heart of men. Amen. What God hath in store for them to love Him. The divine architect has designed this for who? His beloved. Amen. See, oh, what a place it must be. When divine nature, a divine architect, has designed it for a divine attribute. Don't you like that? I love it. It's been divinely predestinated by a divine God who is the author of divine life. That will that city look like? Think of it. What's that city going to look like? He said He's going to make it to our liking. Well, see, if we have the mind of God, He's going to make it just like He would like it. Are you with me? If we have the mind of God, you say, well, honey, what do you think? I like it. That's just what I would have done. Amen. To think we have the mind of God. Amen. Don't you love Him? Oh, He's making a city for us, a new house. And amen. Just to imagine. He said in the earth's time of purifying. Let me read a little farther here. This is in paragraph 373. Abraham said, this being this way would answer exactly. Now here he's talking about the pyramids, Enoch's sign in Egypt. I was thinking about this, Brother Doug, on your pulpit. My father-in-law has the same statue of perfect man on his. So I see that. I think of my father-in-law's pulpit too. But you see, this is our message. You believe that? This is what we should be doing. This is what we got to become. Amen. I'm not here to preach like Brother Manuel. I'm not here to preach like Brother Doug or sing like some other singer. I'm here like God made, how He made me to be. And that's what He wants you to do. Can you say amen? But He said, this being this way would answer exactly Enoch's sign in Egypt. The pyramid, would it? Enoch, before the antediluvian destruction, when justification was coming in, he brought forth a sign. And in this pyramid is seven steps. Going to the king's chamber. Watch on the seventh step. Where are we? You know, I remember back in the early 90s. This was actually taking place in one of the pyramids over in Egypt. Because they said the actual capstone that sets on the pyramid is solid gold. They was going to try to set that capstone on that pyramid then. And they said because of the weight, The pyramid could not withstand the weight. It could not withstand the weight. Well, the first thing that come to me is the bride's not ready. Because when she's ready, she can withstand the weight. Because she's built for it. Can you say amen? When that sign appeared, the cloud of mystery that formed those seven angels. Now we realize that God said, the prophet of God said, anything that happens on earth, it happens in the heavens first. Is that right? He declares it. So before he appeared in the supernatural, the head of Christ, there had to be a bride on earth to receive the head. And I believe that we're coming to the time that this bride is getting ready to be able to handle the weight. She's built for it. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's not our own ability. No. You'll never hold it. Why do you think people are falling away? Because they got an intellectual knowledge. They never had a birth. Can you say amen? Because I say to you, if God before the foundation of the world, he redeemed that earth way before the foundation of the world, he redeemed you. That seed of God that he placed inside of you could no more be lost than God could. No matter what the devil tells you, you were in the mind of God. Where was he? Amen. The prophet of God said in the paragraph 463, he said, who come out on the new earth with Noah the prophet? Those who went in the ark with him. That's right. That's who walks out on it. Those who went in with Noah by his message was the one who walked out before the new earth after its water baptism. Come on. Who's going to be the ones living in this new city? Those that are in him. If you're not in him, you're not going to live there. Amen. Are you in him? If you're not, we need to find a place right now that we can get in him. We don't want to miss it. Can you say amen? Oh, the judgments that are about to strike this earth. We realize the bride is holding her back.
Wow. That's right. Amen.
Amen. Prophet of God said the moon. Think about the moon being thousands and thousands of miles away from the earth. The power that that moon has over the tide. When that moon is facing the tide has boundaries. It can only go so far. He said if that moon was to turn its face away from the tide, it would go inland. Because there's no boundary. He said we, being the moon, the lesser light. Are you listening? We are holding back the judgments that are about to come upon this earth. But when this bride turns her face and she leaves this earth, the judgments will strike. Amen. Earthquakes and all these other things, they haven't seen them on a Richter scale like they're going to see. And we know California's going in. There's no doubt. If the prophet of God said it, it's going to happen. We hear the saying, well, the prophet of God said it, I believe it, that settles it. He said it and that settles it. There's going to be a lot of people don't believe it. But it's still going to happen. If God's word said it, it's going to happen. But somebody will believe it. Somebody will believe that there's going to be a new Jerusalem. Somebody believe that there's a bride that's going to live in a city where the Lamb is a light. And there ain't going to be no sin. Amen. Think about it, church. Paul said, I haven't seen or ear hasn't heard. Amen. No more teardrops. No more heartache. You know, I lost my dad in 2014 to cancer. A demon. There won't be none of that over there. I say to you, my dad didn't die with it. Because he made his call and election sure. We know as believers we don't die. We change dwelling places. Amen. The prophet, my father-in-law was telling me this. He's told me this several times, but he said he remembered being in the prophet of God's meetings at 14 years old. And Brother Bram was talking about dimensions, how we, he said, you don't die, you just change dwelling places. He said, that dimension, he said, he's like right here. He put his hand right by, right where his knee is. It's not very far. The only thing that keeps us from seeing it is this body here. Church, wouldn't you like to just see it? Wouldn't you like to just get a glimpse behind that curtain? Oh, man, to see what's going to be there. You wouldn't want to miss it. I believe the prophet of God said when he went, I believe when he went beyond that curtain of time, Brother Doug, he was more sure to make sure people didn't miss it. To make sure to tell people not to miss it. Get your lives ready. Make room for God. Amen. Amen. Clear every channel. That the Holy Ghost can have a right of way in your life. Amen. That's what I want. Amen. Amen. I say, as David said, create in me a clean heart. Amen. Renew within me a right spirit, O God. Amen. David said, if there be any iniquity in my heart, you wouldn't even hear my prayer. That's how serious. It's serious. Amen. Remember the story of the prophet of God said he had to go make that thing right before he could pray for that child? He was a prophet. Amen. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we just surrender our hearts to you. Brother Manny, I want him to live in every room. I want him to be Lord. Yes. Amen. You know, when you feel comfortable at somebody's house, you can just go in there and lay on the bed and make you a sandwich, like Brother Bram said, and just make yourself comfortable. And you kind of know some people's house ain't going to let you do that. But some people you know because you feel like family. Well, you know, that's the way Christ wants to be welcome. It's like Brother Manuel said last night, don't invite him. And just don't entertain him at all. They want him because they want the supernatural. They want the moves of God. They want all that. And that's what they wanted in the prophet's ministry too. The same thing that happened to Jesus. Well, what happened? The prophet of God said those poles were what for what reason? Bait on the hook. But what was it bringing them to? A perfect word. The word is perfect. In the interpretation that we received from Malachi 4 is perfect. Can you say amen? I believe that. But you know, you got to believe it. To believe that he's preparing a place for us. Amen. I believe it's the ushering in time. Don't you? The ushering in. And nobody, if you're predestined to be there, nobody can take your place. Brother Mark, there's a seat just for you. There's a row just custom made for you. That will not fit nobody else. Can you say amen? Church, we got to hold on to it. As Paul said, I'm persuaded. That neither depth nor height, tribulation, peril, or sword. Nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. And through that, we have the victory. Can you say amen? Oh, we've been given so many promises, church. I believe it's time we start investigating what's ours. Can you say amen? Oh, we have so many promises. We're holding a title deed to our new home. Can you say amen? You know, if you own a piece of property, don't you want to look at it? Don't you want to investigate it to see what's yours? Amen. You say, well, Brother Fred, I've been in the message for 50 years. I know all there is to know. Huh? Well, you're ahead of everybody. God said he'd reveal himself all throughout eternity. Can you say amen? There's no ending. His word is an inexhaustible fountain. Yeah. You know, we could think about that. And can I have a few more minutes, Brother Doug? I don't even know. I don't have a watch. And they say a watch. My Uncle Frank always told me, he said, you know what a watch means to a preacher? It don't mean nothing. But I do believe that some people get tired. They get restless. And I heard a brother say one time, you can only receive what your seat can endure. But I'm not here to wear you out. But I believe these are special meetings. Our hearts should be open. That we can take something home with us. And we can say, I want to know now I got a title deed to that property. And you know what? I'm when I go home, you don't have to wait till you go home. You can run the devil off your property now. Come on. Why do you keep letting him sit on a piece of property that ain't his? He's robbed your joy away. He's robbed your revival away. You become starchy and stiff and cold and formal. Why? Because Satan is a robber. You know, if he sits there long enough, you know what happened? They have a law, I believe, in the state of Arizona. It's called adverse possession. Somebody can go in and live in a house that's been vacated for a while, and they can prove it in the courts. If they've been there a year and nobody's taking care of it, they can take over the property. Yeah. Satan's been there long enough. Yeah. Well, what are we going to do? Well, Brother Josh, I'm going to call in their enforcer. The Holy Ghost is enforcer. And he'll evict the enemy. It's time we take what's ours. We've been given a promise. If God took the keys to the devil's house, he sure ain't getting the key to mine. Come on. See, somebody else moved in here. Old things are passed away. Brother Doug, there's no more jealousy here. No more hatred. Come on. I can say that to you. I'm thankful to God. I never had to worry about overcoming cigarettes and drugs and all these other things. But church, there's a lot more to it than that. I thank God that he kept me from it. You know, I've talked to people and said, well, I don't really have a testimony because God didn't deliver me from nothing. He delivered you from sin. Yeah, thank God he kept you from those things. But you still had to surrender your heart to Jesus Christ and he can live in him. You say amen? Thank God for saving me. Thank God for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Thank God for predestination. For election. For the revelation of the word of the hour. Amen. To know that I've been given a new home. And I'm getting ready to go there. Are you? I mean, he's getting ready to go. Lord, help me. Lord, if there's anything in my heart, unpack it. Whatever's not of you, unpack it, Lord. When I come to the house of God, I want to see God move. That's what I want to see. And if the church would all get in one mind and one accord, there's no telling what God would do. How many times have you heard Brother Ben talk about that milky substance? All over the audience. What was it? Their faith. He said, man, there ain't no telling what could happen. Everybody's faith was so high. Amen. Lord, let our faith get to that place. That there wouldn't have to be a sick one leave here tonight. There wouldn't have to be a person fighting depression leave here tonight. There wouldn't have to be a person fighting drug addiction or pornography or whatever it is that you're battling tonight. You don't have to leave here with that hanging on you. Come on, church. The price has been paid. The blood has paid the price. Amen. The healer of all diseases. All diseases. It's hard to just fathom in our own minds that we're going to live in a city where there ain't no sin. I think of that every time I hear that song. Though they tell me of an uncloudy day, I think of Brother Chris. It's going to be a reality one day. We like the song, but one day it's going to be a reality. We're going to live in a city where there ain't no clouds. Where there ain't no rain. And those that live in the higher country don't have to worry about burying or shoveling snow anymore. Ain't going to be none. Amen. There won't be no darkness either. Amen. And there won't be no need of no light because the Lamb will be the light. Amen. And the fare has been paid already. Brother Manuel, ain't going to be no rent. The house is paid for. By His own blood. It's been bought. And you have been bought. You've been bought with His blood. Whatever would come against you, church, we are an army. God's raising up an army in this day. You believe that? There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's a bride, she's rising up. There's a bride, she's rising up. There's a bride, she's rising up. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Can't you hear the chains falling? Can't you hear the chains falling? I can hear the chains falling. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. You believe that? There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Amen. Amen. You love Him?
Yes.
Amen. Let's sing a chorus. Can we just worship?
Yes.
I'm not the song leader, I know, but amen. Let's just sing that chorus. Speak to the mountain as the musicians come. Speak to the mountain. You'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain. Speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you will claim victory. Yes.
Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder, disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you will claim victory. Amen, amen. You guys know that song, Spread Your Wings, Little Eagle and Fly? Spread your wings, little eagle, and fly. You were born for the valley. You were born for the sky. Don't let your trials bring you down or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagle, and fly. Sing it with me now. Oh, spread your wings, little eagle, and fly. You weren't born for the valley. You were born for the sky. Don't let your trial bring you down or try your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagle, and fly. Just worship him now as we sing it to him again now. Spread your wings, little eagle.
Amen.